to worry about. That was the thought she clung to as she ran to face Dal's driver for the second time. It was Ula's turn to have the Mandalorian's rifle wedged under his chin. He arched his back as far as it went, but the barrel followed him, digging deep into his throat. He was so close to Stryver now that he could hear the whir of his suit's many mechanisms, even the hiss of air through its respirator as the Mandalorian drew in a breath to speak.
"Answer this question very carefully, Envoy V.E.,"
Stryver said. Ula nodded. After his solitary act of defiance, he had no intention of doing anything other than exactly as he was told. His eyesight still sparkled from the dazzling effect of the holoprojector shoved into his face.
"I will."
"You pointed to a location on the map. Was the vault you indicated the correct one?"
"Yes."
"It contains the wreckage recovered from the Cinzia?"
"Yes."
He nodded as vigorously as he could to convince Stryver of his sincerity. The pressure of the rifle fell away. Ula rocked forward, chest heaving. He hadn't noticed that he'd stopped breathing.
"And you?"
Stryver asked Jet.
"Do you have any more questions?"
"What, me?" The smuggler watched the weapon closely. It was aimed right at his chest. "Just one. What now? I can't help commenting that you've welded yourself in here with us." Something thudded against the sealed door. Stryver and his two captives turned to look at it. The thud came again, and a faint voice calling,
"Open up!"
The Mandalorian turned away and busied himself with his suit, stowing his rifle and pushing buttons with swift, practiced movements.
"I can assure you," said Ula, "that I have very little value as a hostage."
Stryver said nothing, as a bright red line began creeping across the reinforced door. The Mandalorian stepped away from them and looked up. A rising whine came from his backpack.
"I suggest closing your eyes," said Jet, turning his head toward Ula and shielding it as best as he could with his shoulder.
There was a flash of light. Smoke and debris filled the air. The whine became a roar, and at that moment, the door burst in. Ula ground his eyelids shut on a cloud of stinging particles. He heard shouts and blaster fire, and felt bodies moving rapidly around him. Something crashed into him, and he felt gloved hands working at his bindings.
"It'll be all right, sir," said a familiar voice. "We've got you covered now."
Patanin! Ula could have wept. When he opened his eyes, the smoke had cleared, along with the sparkles from the holoprojector, and Dal Stryver was nowhere to be seen. Two members of Ula's escort stood guard over the door, while two more picked through the wreckage. The droid Stryver had disabled was pulling Jet free. A soldier in scruffy white armor was peering up into a giant hole in the ceiling, her rifle held at the ready. Stryver had never had any intention of going out the door, Ula understood. His plan had always been to go up. The scruffy soldier turned to him.
"What did Stryver say to you? Did he tell you what he was looking for?"
"He's going to get the Navicomp," said Jet, wiping dust from his eyes.
"Why? Are the Mandalorians after the same thing as us?"
"I don't think that's the only reason. The Navicomp wouldn't just show the ship's origin, would it? It'd show the intended destination as well."
The soldier's helmet cocked slightly.
"What difference does that make to anyone?"
"Not to anyone, I'm guessing. Just to him." The soldier nodded.
"Are you Nebula or the Envoy?"
"Call me Jet."
Ula staggered to his feet, freed at last from the Mandalorian's sticky